Okay, done?
Thanks. Oh, I did get a text from you.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, I went ahead and just sent you over the forms. Like I said, it was sent via text and email. And then
Okay, let me check my email.
Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and also send you over a text from my direct line with the firm's name and their phone number. Once the forms are signed, they'll be reaching out within a week to verify everything once more and then also to introduce themselves. So please look out for a call from them.
Okay. In about a week, you said?
Yes. And then, well, within a week. And then, have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah, I have the app on my phone.
You have it? Okay. So let me know if you need any help with it.
Okay, so I'm going to DocuSign it and then send it back to you?
Yeah, it's an automatic signature. So once it signs, it'll be sent back over. And then from there, the law firm will reach out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's it?
Yep.
All right. Then, thank you so much, Jessica.
Absolutely. Do you want to sign while we're on the phone?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Well, let me pull it up.
Okay. No worries.
Just
to make sure the
laptop is funny. I think I can do DocuSign better.
Okay. I just want to make sure all the info is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather make sure I do it right. Okay, just bear with me. It takes me a little while. You know, I'm like old school book smart. It takes me forever to like figure out these. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Technology. Would like to use your current location. Okay. This envelope was also recognized. Yes, I do. Please review and act on these documents. Okay, I agree. Oh, I gotta read all of this. Okay. Do you want to stay on the line with me while I read this?
It's up to you, whichever you prefer.
I mean, do you prefer for me to? Okay, you just want to make sure that I fill out the right information, right?
Yeah, and then on top of it, just easier to make sure we get it back if you do want to move forward.
Right.
So.
Okay.
And then it is non-binding as well. So if you do sign and then say you would, for whatever reason, want to back out, you are able to. It's not like they'll charge you or do anything like that. If you want to cancel, then after, you can. But this at least gets the process
started. Can you give
started.
Me like a rundown of what it basically, so I don't have to.
Yeah. So in there, there's the, okay. So right when you open it, basis for contract.
Okay. Right. So I am employing you to represent me.
Yes.
Basis for contract. Okay. Client.
Oh, so if you had any, the client cooperation, so that just means like in the case that they need assistance requesting the documents, like you are able to provide that.
Right.
If you want to have like phone, email, text communication with the attorneys, stay open if they need you for like information. And then let's see, contingency fee agreement. So they work on a contingent fee basis, meaning in the case
they
of
get
the,
paid if they win.
Yeah. So in the case of settlements one, it's a 60-40 split. So 60% is going to you, and then 40% will go to the firm and their co-counsel, and then they'll be splitting up their percentage.
16% to their 16. Yeah. Okay.
So there's that, and then in the case there's no settlement one, nothing will be charged to you, nothing like that. Expenses for the lawsuit. So if there is a settlement one, on top of the 60-40 split, they would be taking any fees related to like document collecting, stuff like that. If they need to pay for it, they'll pay for it in advance, but it will be taken out of your settlement winning. And that's typically no more than a couple hundred dollars. So nothing to really stress on.
Okay.
And then the next part here is resolution of case by settlement.
Claims made subject. The client will rely exclusively upon of the attorneys during any settlement negotiations in the event.
Yeah, so they won't be...
The client settles the claim, attorneys shall be entitled to recover.
They won't be getting a settlement unless they have your consent before doing, accepting anything, okay? And then the next part is the HIPAA-compliant authorization form for them to request your records. And then, what's the next part here? I think that's it. Yeah. So just the retainer agreement, giving the breakdown, and then the HIPAA form.
Okay. What is the settlement? Like, what are the...
The payout amounts, I don't know specifics on because I'm just the intake specialist. So when the law firm calls, they'll be able to give you better estimates on what the average winning is. But I am what I usually recommend is checking it out online for, time frames, average amounts, that sort of thing.
Right.
That's a good predictor. But the law firm will, when they speak to you, definitely bring that up.
I can ask them more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to give you any wrong answers, so
right.
Be able to direct you more.
No, that's okay. That one just said initials, right? Okay. Wait, let me read that again. It said, signature required. All right. I lost my little... Bones, 10. Okay. Adopt and sign. Okay. And then this is the HIPAA compliant. Okay. Sign that. Oh, it automatically did it? Okay. And this is person authorized to receive information, blah, 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 drug and or alcohol abuse, and or psychiatric, and okay, I did have anxiety once upon a time. Okay, adopt and initial, okay. I understand that if my medical or billing record contains information in reference to HIV AIDS, I don't even have that, so I'm sorry. Signature of patient or personal representative who may request disclosure. Unlimited power of attorney. Okay, and oh my God, are they calling me again? How many times are they gonna call me?
Mm-hmm.
Like they've been calling me all day. My health insurance. like a recording.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's like they just keep the same recording. Like, I got the message. It's like an authorization or something. I don't know. It's not even, I don't even need it. It's for the doctor. So I don't know why they call it. This copy is valid as the original. Thank you for your prompt response. Okay. Now, you said I can retract if I do not want to.
Yeah, if you wanted to later
go through
on,
with
say,
this law firm.
Yeah, if you wanted to not participate, that's fine. Just when they call, you can always ask to not move forward. But of course, if you do, then they'll begin working on the case then from there.
Right.
But it will be within a week here. So it does give you time, but at least this gets it started. You know what I mean?
Okay. Finish.
Okay.
All parties have completed here. Relax.
Yes. So I got the notification as well. So we are good to go. And then I do just want to say thank you so much for your time today. And I hope you have a great rest of your week and God bless. Okay.
Yes. You too. Thank you,
thank
Jessica.
You. Take care. Bye-bye.